somebody didn't want the gray state investigated, explored, and unveiled. That's why David Crowley is dead. He was the writer and director of one of the most controversial movies in modern history. And somebody didn't want him to produce it.
Revolutions are won by the 3%, and that may be true. But the gray state, the real gray state, is the 97% who will not have their entitlements threatened by a minority. And at the first sign that these government subsidies will end, will finally act to betray us.
There's a window opening. Economic crisis and a constitutional crisis coming to a head. We're going to be going through some shit.
Potential complete collapse of America, of a global economy.
One world government. New world order.
It's real. A lot of people are realizing it, and more people are going to have to.
You are a slave.
The system is failing us. And the bottom line is that something has to be done.
This is an empire in decline. If we don't do something drastic to put the federal government in check, we're going to be doing things the hard way with a violent collapse.
We are already beginning to fall to the gray state.
We're already halfway there. This is the path we're already on.
Civil war is staring us in the face.
Trends like the slow yielding of our quiet American towns to a choking array of federal surveillance grids, illegal police checkpoints, and literal foreign occupation.
That is exactly the kind of abuse of power that led to the first American Revolution.
Thank you for swearing to the oath of the Constitution, sir, but this is a statute violation, which is an Admiral Maritime Law.
Say that again?
Admiral Maritime Law, right? Which is like a sea-bound ordinance. Basically, when you see the gold feathers on the flag, means you're stepping into a courtroom that's run by Admiral Maritime Law, which is in violation of the common law, which is the constitutional law. By entering into that courtroom, you're agreeing to go before a banker instead of a judge, so that way they levy fines and judgments against you.
I am the judge of the law. I will instruct the jury on what the law is.
I object. You
That's
are
fine,
not
sir.
A judge. You're an executive administrator.
Okay.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled there are no judicial courts in America. There has not been since 1789. Judges do not enforce statutes and codes. Executive administrators enforce statutes and codes.
All right. We're done.
Statutes are just basically designed as hidden taxes on the public. It's just a way to generate revenue. So we've already set that precedent. It's gotten the police able to accept the fact that they are basically revenue generators and not law enforcement officials.
Like, is this right? You know what most of them say? No, that's not right. They can't do that. I'm like, so why are they doing that then? Why are they getting away with it? It doesn't only apply to Occupy, of course. It's a pattern of police brutality that goes completely unaccounted for.
Our empire is unfolding right now. Our monetary empire is unfolding before our very eyes. People say, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Motherfucker, it's happening.
A future where the federal government literally controls distribution of power, food, water, is only one sort of widespread disaster away.
You look at Hurricane Katrina. They turned the Superdome in New Orleans into a giant FEMA camp, and they didn't get water out there for 5 days. You really think their job is to feed you and protect you?
Fabric of society is changing before us.
We are definitely looking at a transformation of our society, and it's not necessarily a good thing.
It's becoming appallingly evident.
They could care less of what happens to you. They squeeze slowly any kind of human right or critical thinking from you.
These are deep-seated, deep-rooted evil individuals, a cabal of individuals who have run the world for centuries.
We are being hit scientifically. We are in a petri dish. We are under assault. We must resist the takeover.
Their allegiance is to the global bankers. Their allegiance is to the new world order.
We have become decadent. We've become proud. We've become arrogant. And worst of all, we have abandoned our Bill of Rights. We've let them take it.
The hour is late. We are forced to choose right now between 1774 America or 1934 Germany. Which one is it going to be?
We're now in exactly the same position our forefathers were in 1774. Almost a mirror reflection.
They catch you violating their unconstitutional laws, they will, when they please, send armed men to work their will upon you. And people, innocent of any crime save the one these tyrants created, will die resisting.
If it came to the point, if they started rounding people up, I would resist. I would resist. I would not go over the community. I would rather die in the street with a gun in my hand than die in a camp. You know, if I have to die, I'm going to die a free man.
And there is no such thing as government. You can see it for what it is. There's not a police officer. It's just a man in a blue costume with a gun. And the guy in the courtroom isn't a judge who has some superior moral claim to your life. He's just a guy in a black robe.
What was so threatening about David Crowley and the gray state concept? Like gray state, many Hollywood films have depicted apocalyptic themes and end-of-the-world scenarios, yet the directors of these films are still alive. Roland Emmerich wasn't murdered after directing Blockbusters 2012 and A Day After Tomorrow. Steven Soderbergh wasn't killed after his movie, Contagion. But David Crowley is dead, along with his wife and child. They were killed before the production could be completed. What was so dangerous about Gray State? David Crowley claimed that his movie was based on real events, not Hollywood propaganda like you see in movies such as 2012.
California is going down!
God, you sound like a crazy person. The governor just said we're fine now.
The guy's an actor! He's reading a script!
So the Gray State is essentially an artistic representation of real aspects put into a fictional format. Once you open your eyes and start looking at all these trends like RFID, like martial law, like FEMA, like executive orders, you have to act within your own capacity to sort of talk about this. A lot of people filter that into the political realm. A lot of people do other things like grassroots style. I mean, I'm a filmmaker. Danny's an actor. So we put our heads together and we started making a project that would act within our own faculty to portray that in a creative manner. So there's a story here. You know, I have to start telling a story. So I was looking for the next film project to work on anyway. I'm like, well, this would be perfect. And it's not really perfect because you have to kind of filter down all this stuff into a narrative storyline that's not just propaganda telling you what's going to happen next, like 2012 or A Day After Tomorrow. It's got to be a human story, and it's got to be enduring and compelling. The way we're different is we're independent, and we don't expect any participation from any studios just because of its contentious nature. I mean, anyone knows that Hollywood has not approached this topic so directly before. That's what makes Gray State so compelling. Is that different? Definitely the trailer is our best effort to kind of show this world and expose these very real issues that exist in our world today.
David claims that Hollywood has never dealt with topics like RFID, internment camps in America, and detention. Instead, they have produced propaganda in place of real issues. When Hollywood does discuss internment and detention, it's almost always about World War II and the Holocaust. Literally thousands of films have been produced about the Holocaust, and yet one single film that addresses the potential for a Holocaust in the United States is stopped mid-production after its director is murdered. Seems a bit odd, doesn't it? They don't want Americans, Canadians, and other Western countries to know what is coming. And that is a plan to intentionally collapse Western society. If you don't believe me, read the plan that's been in the books for over a century. Planned out by the Illuminati and penned by Albert Pike back in the 1800s. In his three World War predictions, Gray State was simply too threatening. It revealed too much, not just the obvious points of what could happen with the collapse of a society, things like martial law, food shortages, and a provisional government. It goes beyond this. David knew a secret, and he left it inside of the trailer for Gray State, in plain sight. David Crowley used the Illuminati's favorite game against the notorious cabal. It's a game they've played with the human race for years. They provide clues about the future to toy with us. They did it with 9/11. They've done it with other major catastrophes. It's called predictive programming. On occasion, though, they get outsmarted at their own game. What was David's hidden message inside the Gray State? And could it be the reason for his death? Perhaps the scariest part of Gray State's conceptual trailer is this character here, who appears to be operating a guillotine. David Crowley was very intentional in this frame of the movie. He added something that I believe he wanted the people to know about. Who is the identity of this executioner? If you look closely, you will see that this terrifying character is wearing something around his waist. It appears to look like an apron. The executioner wears a Freemason apron, complete with the all-seeing eye, the compass, and the two pillars. I do believe David Crowley is trying to tell us something. He is telling us that the organization behind the French and American revolutions, the organization behind the Italian Revolution of 1830, the organization that outlined a plan to overtake the Vatican in a document called the Alta Vendita, the organization behind the Trail of Tears and the deaths of thousands of Native Americans under Freemason Grand Master Andrew Jackson, the organization behind the Ku Klux Klan in the United States post-Civil War and its rebirth in 1915, the organization behind the detonations at Hiroshima and Nagasaki during 33rd degree Freemason Harry Truman's presidency. These are men with a radical revolutionary agenda throughout the entire world because they worship and follow a radical revolutionary deity, the first to have led a revolt against the Most High Lord. David Crowley knew something, and he was trying to warn the people. The ones behind the FEMA death camps, the guillotines, and the detention of Americans is the Freemasons. They're planning a second American Revolution.